Justin.
What's up, man?
We weren't going to be here tonight, and then through a bunch of fuckery, because of a bunch of disappointing turns of events, my night got freed up. So, that was great. What's he talking about?
Was it as vague?
I guess you don't know me personally, so you'll never know, listener.
You'll never know.
Aha. Aha. All right. Well, let's just get straight into it then. What's crazy is I believe I've advocated recently on the show, or maybe it was on like our text thread or something, but I've definitely advocated on this show for a little more sex in movies.
Mm.
You know?
Yep.
I sort of got my wish because I got a whole lot of sex in one movie. Let's talk about Poor Things.
Hey.
This is Bella.
Bye.
Bella, this is Mr. McCandles.
Hello, Bella.
No! Oh, she's an experiment.
Good evening.
Her brain and her body are not quite synchronized. But she's progressing at an accelerated pace.
Tell me, where did she come from?
I shall. For it is a happy tale.
I am Bella Baxter, and there is a world to enjoy, circumnavigate. It is the goal of all to progress. Grow.
A woman plotting her course to freedom. Oh. How delightful.
Bella!
Oh.
All right, did you see this movie?
I did not.
Okay.
Because I'm on the opposite camp. I advocate for less sex in movies.
Well, Poor Things obviously is an Academy Award nominated film. Emma Stone recently won the Oscar for Best Actress for this movie. And then right after the Academy Awards, it popped onto Hulu and I was like, woo.
Yep.
So I just heard it was good. I didn't know much else about it.
Yeah.
So Poor Things, I'll keep it spoiler free since Dustin hasn't seen it.
Mm-hmm.
Poor Things is a movie directed by Yorgos Lanthimos. I've seen one other of his films, and that would be The Lobster with Colin mm-hmm. Farrell, which I thought was unique, but strange. I guess those are the same thing. Enjoyable, but weird, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Sure. There's also 2018's The Favorite, mm-hmm. also has Emma Stone in it. With Olivia Colman and Rachel Weisz. I heard that was really good as well. I never saw it. It's also on Hulu, so I will be watching it shortly. And then he already has another one coming out next year, Kinds of Kindness. It's no, not even next year. It's coming out in June or something. They've already shot it. Yeah. Emma Stone is back is back. Willem Dafoe is back. Jesse Plemons is in it. I have no idea what it's about, but it's they already did it.
Nice.
And he wrote and produced that one as well as directed it.
Cool.
Anyway, back to Poor Things. He did not write this. Screenplay is by Tony McNamara, who also wrote The Favorite. Again, I figure I'll check it out. Poor Things is adapted from a novel, and it's about a woman who has been reanimated, basically. And she mm-hmm. goes on a self-discovery, coming-of-age type of journey in Victorian London. So, the woman is Bella Baxter, played by Emma Stone, and she has been, it's not really a spoiler to say, I won't tell you how she's been reanimated, but she is a recently deceased corpse that has been brought back to life because her mm-hmm. quote unquote father, a man named God, short for Godwin, okay. mm-hmm. Played by a severely disfigured, Willem Dafoe, mm-hmm. As if that man,
needs more disfigurement.
Needs more disfigurement just from his unique face. he's all butchered out. But that's part of the story. It's not just a weird artsy choice for shits and giggles.
Sure.
He's the mad scientist who reanimated her and has been sort of looking after her in a way. Anyway, he appoints an assistant played by Rami Youssef to sort of help him observe her as she kind of like hits these benchmarks and the experiment that she is or whatever. Mm-hmm. And she decides with the influence of Mark Ruffalo, who plays a guy named Duncan Wedderburn. And Duncan convinces her, you should go off and like see the world and stuff. And so she asks Godwin if she can go, and he's like, okay. And so a lot of the movie is her, doing, you know, what would somebody with no, awareness of societal norms or Victorian era, you know, taboos, who essentially comes to consciousness as a fully grown woman, what might she do?
Mm.
Lots of eating, lots of sex. Mm-hmm. But what is great about Poor Things is Emma Stone. There's a lot to like about the movie, but like obviously the biggest attraction here is Emma Stone, who kills it in this role. Yep. She is great. It's not just the regular acting. It's just how much fun she seems to be having playing a character like this. A character who, like I said, is completely like free of it has no awareness or respect for social constructs, like polite society or, you know, whatever, monogamy or, you know, like stuff like that. Like just is
a blank slate,
pretty naive. Yeah. But not in a way where you pity her. You're sort of just, it's just sort of fun to watch her go through life. It's somewhat Forrest Gumpian, you know, in that kind of sense where you're like, well, you're never in doubt that this character is going to be okay. So there's no like, oh, is she in danger? It's like, there's a lightness to it in that sense.
Sure. Sure.
So, it's a very unique and engaging movie. I've never seen anything quite like it. And I just think, like I said, the writing and the character is just really fascinating. Mm. So to have all that kind of stuff in this setting, it's weird. Like anytime we go to, whether it's like a wide shot of this boat or like now we're in, Portugal or whatever, there's weird stuff being done with the production design and like the sky, like it's very like Starry Nighty sometimes. Like it's just, there's a lot of weird and beautiful things that are done with like the wides of the locations. That's otherworldly. I can't really explain it. I couldn't tell you that I understand the choice, but I always was like, ooh, that's pretty. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I really loved Poor Things. I would watch it again. I think it's fun. And like I said, nothing quite like it. And I think that's just what, you know, and so speaking of all like the, obviously like all the, you know, intimate scenes are all like part of this story. Mm-hmm. But I think part of what's refreshing about it is just, it felt like, I'm trying to say this right without sounding like a creeper, but like it felt like movies used to feel. I'm not saying like all movies need explicit nudity and graphic sex scenes, but what I enjoyed about that on like a meta level was that, it feels unlike movies today. It doesn't feel like a sanitized film. Like this is a pretty upbeat and like positive film. So like it was interesting to see scenes like that in the context of fun and discovery and not as like a serious or emotional thing or like, you know, because movies do that where like it's a, especially in the early 2000s, like no one knew how to strike the tone between like the emotional stakes of what's actually happening in a scene like that and the obvious like gratuitousness of showing a fully nude actress, you know.
Sure.
It's like you're supposed to be like turned on by it, but you're not. But you're also supposed to engage like emotionally, and it's weird. It's very dissonant. And in this one, it's just like it's just part of what's fun about this character. There's a really awesome dance scene with her and Mark Ruffalo. It's the most hilarious dance I've ever seen. In fact, there was a YouTube video called like 100 years of dancing and film. And it was all set to, you can dance if you want to. It was all set to the Safety Dance. Mm-hmm. And it was just a bunch of dancing from a ton of movies. And that would have been included in it if that had been made today, because it was that unique and iconic. So I fully recommend Poor Things. I think, like, even for, like, I tend to think of when we review movies, like, especially if we're not doing spoilers or if people haven't seen it yet, I tend to think of the casual moviegoer. Would the casual moviegoer like this movie? I think they would. I think that they would be, I think that the movie's funny. Mm-hmm. So I think that they would get by a lot on just the humor and the charisma of Emma Stone. And then I think of, like, the casual moviegoer who, like, you know, is aware of movies, but has no process knowledge of films, like, doesn't know anything about filmmaking. Yeah. I think that they would obviously enjoy it because they have a higher bar of quality. They've been exposed to more movies, so they can understand artistic choices a little more than, you know, your grandfather or whatever, for instance.
Sure.
And then there's, like, the cinephiles, where it's like, you'll certainly appreciate this movie because there's a whole lot of craft on display here that is to be enjoyed and appreciated. So I think it actually, as strange of a film as it seems to be at times, objectively, I'm like, I think this satisfies all three kinds of moviegoers, which is awesome.
And rare.
Yeah.
So we screened this at the festival that I work.
Okay.
And I did not operate this screening, but from what I heard from the patrons after, it was like, we screened this. We also screened Saltburn, and it was like Saltburn had a very negative effect on people. Like, as they were leaving, it felt very like the general pulse was, A, what did I just watch? And B, why was I subjected to it?
What was this and why?
Yes. And with Poor Things, it was a little bit of like, what did I just watch? But also a little bit of like fascination behind it.
Mm-hmm.
And so to me, it seemed like exactly what you're saying. It was like the people that were leaving the theater seemed like they were more on board with it.
Yeah.
And the people, like, it's a wide swath of people who come to the festival. Some of them are there because they're cinephiles.
Yeah.
Some of them are there because they see it as like a social thing that they can do. And like, that's the only reason. And so people like that get nothing out of Saltburn. But for Poor Things, I think there was enough that they could, you know, kind of grab hold of. And part of that is, you know, the star-studded cast. And part of that, I think, is also just its general accessibility. It was weird, though. Like, so I obviously, like, so I worked leading up to the screening and then worked a different screening and came back, and I was like, what even is Poor Things about? Like, I have not even looked at it. And the way it was described to me was, it's sexy Frankenstein. And I was like, oh, got it. Okay, cool. and so that's the description that keeps rattling around in my brain. It's
sexy Frankenstein.
Yep.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, it's pretty much, I mean, it's just, it's really fun. And I could go on more about it, but I'd have to talk about specifics. So
sure.
But yeah, I do, if people are listening, I recommend you check it out. Like I said, it's on Hulu. I think people enjoy it. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. Maybe my parents would enjoy it, but like, you know,
sure.
Yeah. Okay. They don't listen to this show.
Yes.
It's okay. All right. Yep. Well, that's it. That's it.
Just wanted to
talk to everyone about Poor Things. Sexy Frankenstein.
Nice.
Boom.
Yes. All right.
Goodbye, everybody.